everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
Oh, Laura, do you remember your first heartbreak?
Oh, okay. Well, I think it was in my second year of my college when I broke up with my boyfriend.
Oh, no. Was he your first boyfriend? Or?
No, he was my second boyfriend. Oh. He was the cutest.
Oh.
He's like you. He's an Aries.
Oh, really?
I know.
Well, how did you deal with it? Were you very sad? Or
I couldn't eat for like a week or something.
Oh, my God.
I know so that sad. Sounds serious, but like, yeah.
After
I think it was really difficult.
Yeah. I think it's always difficult dealing with a heartbreak.
I know. And we had to break up because of long distance. Like, he had to go back to somewhere. Like, I think it was Singapore or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, he's, like, from Taiwan, but I think he has to go and live in Singapore because his relatives are all there. So, yeah, it wasn't like... because he cheated on me or something. So, yeah, it was hard because we were, like, so in love.
And he was cute.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, heartbreaks and breaking up can be a difficult thing to do. But don't worry. There's one way for you to deal with it at the Museum of Heartache, our broken relationships. All right, so let's read our article and let's find out more about that.
Reading.
A Museum for Heartache. The Museum of Broken Relationships in Zagreb, Croatia, displays objects that represent failed connections. It's a place where people send significant items from past relationships that are too painful to keep. The museum was founded by two Croatian artists after their four-year romantic relationship ended. A sister museum has also opened in Los Angeles, U.S. People from all over the world send items to these museums with notes explaining each item's story. The objects are not only symbols of marriage, but also of family, friendship, or business relationships. Some are about people's relationships to former homes or to their younger selves. One of the items is a divorced woman's wedding dress stuffed in a glass jar. After her husband left her, she didn't want anyone else to wear her dress. Another is a pair of jeans belonging to a man who died in a motorcycle accident. The man's wife now has to learn how to live without him. Sending items to this museum helps people express their feelings and find comfort for their pain.
All right, so the article first starts off with it saying the Museum of Broken Relationships in Zagreb, Croatia displays objects that represent failed connections. Okay, so the Museum of Broken Relationships, actually, some people also call it the Museum of Heartbreak. But basically, this museum's theme centers around heartbreak and failed relationships, etc.
Oh, okay. So 今天我们要讲的是有点伤心的哦，因为呢，在这个位于这个Croatia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 就是 Croatia 是什么呢？是克罗埃西亚。Okay, 当然呢，如果你要表示它的形容词，就是克罗埃西亚的什么什么，就是 Croatian. Okay, 所以它的首都 Zagreb. Okay, 我不知道我有没有发音发对哦。它在那边呢有一个分手博物馆哦。那所谓的分手博物馆呢是什么呢？它里面会展出一些啊代表失败关系的物品。那我们提到这个分手博物馆，我们就会用 The Museum of Broken Relationships, OK? 那当然呢，因为它是跟分手有关，所以当然跟 heartbreak 心碎有关，所以也有人称它为 The Museum of Heartbreak, OK? 那其中提到的 failed connections, 那可能就是失败的一些关系，通常我们想到就是break up, 就是分手啦。当然呢，还有其他的原因，可能我们待会就会来探讨。那不过呢，跟某人分手的英文我们要怎么说呢？我们可以说 to break up with somebody. 那如果使某人心碎呢，就是 to break somebody's heart. OK. 那如果你被人家甩了，好惨哦，那就你可能会说 I got dumped. Okay. Aww. Hey, this actually reminds me of that old song, Don't Break My Heart.
Oh, I
know. My achy, breaky heart.
I remember that song.
Heartbreaks.
Oh, so sad. Cuckoo. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, it's a place where people send significant items from past relationships that are too painful to keep.
Oh, this is going to make me cry. Okay.
Okay, I'm here for you.
Okay, 所以文章接着有提到说人们将这个过往关系中因为太痛苦而无法保存啊，然后具有特殊意义的物品就可以送到这个博物馆啦。
We see the vocabulary word significant and it means to have a special meaning.
Significant, 大家听懂它的意思吗？就是有特殊意义的。Okay, 像是呢我们可能会说 Do you think it's significant that he hasn't replied to my letter yet? 意思就是你觉得他还没有回信给我有什么特别的用意吗？ Okay, maybe he doesn't like me.
I doubt it.
那 significant 还有这个显著的意思。So significant can also mean it's large enough to be noticed or have an effect. For example, he won a significant amount of money. Woohoo!
So why are people sending these items to the museum? Because maybe they're too painful to keep. Because painful here is our vocabulary word and it's an adjective and it means something that hurts or causes you to feel pain. So for example, breaking up with someone you liked or you really loved can be really painful. I'm pretty sure all of us have been through that before. We can say heartbreak is very painful. So when things like something happens and your heart breaks, it can feel very painful. Okay, we can also use in a sentence like this. I had painful aches in my stomach, so I went to see the doctor.
Poor you. Take care. Okay. Mm-hmm. Painful 呢当然就是痛苦的意思。很多痛苦有没有所以它字尾是 F-U-L, 就是充满着什么充满痛苦但就是很痛啊。Okay, 那可能是一个 emotional pain, 可能情绪上的。像是呢 ,his questions brought up a lot of painful memories. 痛苦的回忆。当然呢这个 pain 也可能是这个 causing pain to your body, 就是身体上的疼痛。像是 I got a painful sunburn. Check it out.
That really hurts. You need to put some aloe vera on it.
真的芦荟
To soothe the pain. Alright, so do you keep anything from past boyfriends?
Of course, like the small gifts they gave me for my birthdays. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But actually, they don't really remind me of painful memories because...I usually try to break up peacefully.
Chill. Laura is very chill. So, yeah, for some people, like, they can have a very positive mindset where these things don't cause them pain. They're very happy memories. But for some people, it can be very, very painful. Okay, so...How did this, or where did this museum come from? It says the museum was founded by two Croatian artists after their 4-year romantic relationship ended.
Okay, 所以难怪呢，他们会这么有这种艺术的想法，因为这座博物馆是有一对Croatian 的这个艺术家的情侣在结束四年的交往关系后就成立了。这里的 founded, 很多人都想说，诶，他是不是 find 的过去式 ？No.Find 的过去就是 found, OK? Founded 是 found, 也就是成立的过去式。像是 foundation 这个字就是源自于 found, 就是基金会啦。
Mm-hmm. So, this was started by, founded was, means like, it's just started by two artists after they had a romantic relationship, and this romantic relationship ended. When something is romantic, it's an adjective, and it means anything relating to love or making someone think of love.So a romantic relationship is a relationship where two people love each other. And instead of feeling like they're just friends, so you might want to kiss each other, you might want to hug each other, it's a romantic relationship. Okay, of course, we can have romantic books. Like, I know love Twilight was a very popular and romantic book a long time ago. It's not my favorite,
but for some people,
they really like Twilight because it was very romantic.
I like Me Before You better.
Oh, that's a very romantic movie. So you can also have romantic movies as well. My favorite romantic movie is Love Actually.
Oh my God, I love that movie.
All right, we can also describe cities as romantic. So we can also say Paris is a very romantic city. Ooh la la.
Ooh, okay, romantic, romantic. Okay, mm-hmm. 哇，这个字听起来就好浪漫 ，romantic 有没有？就是我们常中有罗曼蒂克的，对不对？或是有浪漫情调的，就是用到这个字啦。像是呢，我们通常提到就是 a romantic relationship， 就是哎两个人哎他们有这种爱情恋爱的关系，或者是呢啊、哦、我超喜欢看的浪漫喜剧爱情片，就是 a romantic comedy。I love romantic comedies、嗯。Okay， 那当然呢，我们有时候呢可能会提到就是跟爱情相关的，像是 a romantic sunset 啊、哦，这个夕阳好美，就觉得很浪漫。a romantic song、mm. ，OK。不过有时候可能我们还会怪我们男朋友说：“你怎么不对我浪漫一点？”就是Why can't you be more romantic?
I know boys are so stupid. All right, I'm just kidding. Anyways, next in the article it says a sister museum has also opened in Los Angeles, U.S. So another museum. So the same thing. That's why I said this is also known as the Museum of Heartbreak because it's a sister museum. It's now in Los Angeles. A sister something means that it's associated with the original thing or place. So, for example, we have sister schools. It means that these are schools that are related to each other, or there's even sister cities, cities that are related to each other, and they have probably good relationships with each other as well. So it's kind of like, you know, with your sibling, you're very close with your sibling. So that's why we say a sister museum, because they're very close or associated with each other.
Or like me and Tiffany, we're just like sisters. Okay.
Sister from another mister.
That's right. Okay, 所以此外呢，分手博物馆的姐妹馆也在这个美国的 LA 就是开幕咯。那 sister 这里呢，大家都知道是就是姐妹啦，不过它是当作形容词来用的哦，就是如同姐妹的或是同类型的。所以所谓的 sister museum 就是姐妹博物馆。OK, 像 sister schools 就是姐妹校，有没有？
Mm-hmm. Next, the article, it says, people from all over the world send items to these museums with notes explaining each item's story.
Wow, okay. Oh. 所以接着我们看到就是世界各地的人们寄送这个附上这个故事纸条的物品到这个博物馆哦。
Mm-hmm. All right, so before we learn more about this, we should take a look at our grammar point here. So we see the grammar point with plus an object and plus an objective clause. So we see here, people from all over the world send items to these museums. The notes explain each item's story. That's what basically the sentence means, but we can combine the two sentences using with. So it becomes people from all over the world send items to these museums with notes explaining. So make sure your verb here, you have to add an ing at the end, explaining each item's story.
OK, 我觉得 Tiffany 老师讲这个你们可能听不清楚、
oh,
但是呢、
right.
我用中文可以再讲一次哦。就是刚刚其实那一句话我们可以视为两个句子的合并。我们可能是如果拆成两句就是 People from all over the world send items to these museums. 然后第二句 The notes explain each item's story.不过呢我们把它合并成一句的话要怎么合并呢，就是把第一句的最后面加上 with, 然后把第二句的主词就是 the notes 当作 with 的受词，然后后面出现的动词 explain 我们要记得要改为分词变成 explaining, okay? Okay, 这样子呢就有表示这种怎么样附带某个状态或是原因来修饰主要的子句。哇，我觉得我讲的比 Tiffany 更清楚哦。
I know, because it's in Chinese. All right, and plus you're so pro.
I know.
All right, so next the article says, the objects are not only symbols of marriage, but also family friendship or business relationship. So it's not just, you know, something romantic. Actually, people might have failed relationships with their family、oh. or friends or even their business partners. So this museum is just a museum full of things that, you know, people have a hard time letting go of.
所以我们可能想说这可能跟感情啦婚姻有关啦，但是并没有，它也有跟这个家庭友情甚至是跟还有这个 business, OK, 跟商业关系的象征物品。The word symbol, what does it mean?
It's a noun and it means an object, event or something, and it expresses a particular idea or quality, and it just basically represents something. For example, the Statue of Liberty is a symbol of freedom for people in the United States.
Freedom! Okay, symbol 就是象征啦，代表物。Okay, 那它的 动词我们可以用 symbolize、
mm-hmm.
OK symbolic 是什么呢就是有象征意义的这样的意思像是 a heart shape is a symbol of love、
mm-hmm. I love you
I love you too Alright so next the article says some are about people's relationships to former homes or to their younger selves
Wow、
oh, so it's really really deep、yeah.
OK 所以有些则是跟人们和这个过往家庭关系或是年少时自己的这个关系的象征物我觉得还蛮有意义的、欸
mm-hmm. Next it says one of the items is a divorced woman's wedding dress stuffed in a glass jar Okay, so one of the items in this museum is、a woman who was divorced Now when you're divorced it means you have ended a marriage legally So you have legally ended a marriage It's a little different when you're separated from someone When you're separated it means that you're not with your partner anymore But maybe you're still legally married or you're still、oh. legally together
Okay, 我们来看一下其中那个物品是一名这个离婚女子 divorce 就是已经离婚的、哦、她所提供的就是一件塞在玻璃罐的婚纱 OK 那我们知道 divorce 就是离婚的可是刚刚 Tiffany 提到的 separated 是指分居的
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what did she do? She stuffed her wedding dress in a jar. When you stuff something, it means to fill something so there's no more room in that space. So for example, when you're traveling, you're going out of the country and you buy a lot of stuff, we might have to stuff our luggages because it's full of our things. We need to stuff it so there's no more free space and we can take everything back.
I do that all the time when I go traveling. 我就买很多东西然后塞太多东西在我的心塞的音我们可以用 stuff 这个动词就是塞进填进去的意思啦。
Alright, so next the article says, after her husband left her, she didn't want anyone else to wear her dress.
Oh, 当她老公离开她的时候她就不想要将来有任何人可以穿上她的婚纱。
Okay,
I get that.
I get that. I would feel that way too. Next it says,Another is a pair of jeans belonging to a man who died in a motorcycle accident.
Ooh,
okay,
scary.
So, yeah, belong to is a phrase and it means it's owned by somebody. So、mm-hmm. the jeans was owned by someone who died in a motorcycle accident.、
Mm-hmm. 所以另一个物品是一条属于车祸过世的男生的这个牛仔裤。Belong to somebody 就是属于某人这样子的意思哦。像是 the money belongs to him, so the money is his.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what happened to the man? He died in a motorcycle accident. Now an accident here is a noun and it means a sudden crash,or event that isn't planned so you didn't really expect it and this thing can cause maybe injury or even harm so for example you can say the road was slippery and caused some cars to have accidents
accident 当然就是交通事故常常我们有的就是 a car accident or a traffic accident or a motorcycle accident OK 那大家还是要小心哦不过有时候难免我们会说 accidents will happen 就是难免啦有时候可能就是会有意外哦、
mm-hmm. Next the article says the man's wife now has to learn how to live without him Oh my gosh
所以这名男子的妻子现在必须学会如何一个人生活
Next it says, sending items to this museum helps people express their feelings and find comfort for their pain.
Oh, 真的耶，所以寄送物品到这个博物馆，不止帮助人们抒发他们的情绪，也让他们在痛苦中可以找到 comfort, 就是慰藉。
Mm-hmm. So we can see that it's just a way for some people to deal with pain or to deal with heartbreak. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be back with our For You chat.Our For You chat question for today is, what would you want to send to the Museum of Broken Relationships? What would you say in your description of the item? Oh my gosh.
This is hard. I know, this is hard. What would you send? I don't know. I have no idea.
Because I usually keep my gifts, because I feel like, you know, it's something that this person sent to you, and it's not a bad memory, it's a good memory. Maybe I would probably send letters.Because I feel like, oh, these things, it's not just interesting to, it's just interesting to see how people are when they're in love and then when they break up. I think it's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know what to send, actually, because, I mean, I keep all my stuff as well.
Yeah.
And I try to think of, like, the good, the happy memories.
Right, you're very positive instead.
Yeah, okay. So what about you guys? You guys have a think about this question. What would you want to send to the Museum of Broken Relationships? And what would you say in the description of the item?
Mm-hmm.
And we're out of time, right?
I know. It's so quick. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
A Museum for Heartache. The Museum of Broken Relationships in Zagreb, Croatia displays objects that represent failed connections. It's a place where people send significant items from past relationships that are too painful to keep. The museum was founded by two Croatian artists after their four-year romantic relationship ended. A sister museum has also opened in Los Angeles, U.S. People from all over the world send items to these museums with notes explaining each item's story. The objects are not only symbols of marriage, but also of family, friendship, or business relationships. Some are about people's relationships to former homes or to their younger selves. One of the items is a divorced woman's wedding dress stuffed in a glass jar. After her husband left her, she didn't want anyone else to wear her dress. Another is a pair of jeans belonging to a man who died in a motorcycle accident. The man's wife now has to learn how to live without him. Sending items to this museum helps people express their feelings and find comfort for their pain.
Vocabulary review. Significant. Traveling to Paris, France was really significant to Fiona because she has wanted to go there for years. Painful. This story reminded me of the painful memory of losing my grandmother last year. Romantic. Amber and Henry had a romantic dinner to celebrate the first anniversary of their marriage. Symbol. In many countries and cultures, the lion is a symbol of strength and bravery. Stuff. Francis stuffed a whole month's worth of clothes and shoes into her suitcase. Accident. After her traffic accident, Jane was too afraid to try driving again.